Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Big potential change in the NFL, and my God, it's about time. Here's the headline. The NFL to test optical tracking system for line-to-gain rulings in preseason with eyes toward 2024 implementation. That means, for you laymans out there, chain game could be going bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about damn time.
I mean, seriously, I've been calling for this for years. Like, all this money that the NFL makes and the technology nowadays, why do we have frumpy old dudes holding chains?
No offense.
Like, no offense, seriously, but, like, what are we doing?
It's guys with my athleticism and the eyesight of Vic, who's our engineer around here, whom we love, who can't see anything that's not 6 inches in front of his face, that are yanking the chains. And then you go out there, and the referees are measuring it, and we've seen, I'm looking at this thread here on Twitter from where the announcement was made, Warren Sharp of Sharp Football tweeted it out, and then just gif after video of the chain gang screwing things up. And we're talking about a bajillion-dollar industry, like you said, Doran. And you've got these old dudes doing it with a chain?
Yeah, what are we doing?
In the year of our Lord, 2024, and then in Major League Baseball, you've got the technology to where last night on the TV broadcast, you don't have that strike zone box. And Greg Brown, who is as traditional a traditional baseball man as you will find, is like, we need this box up here.
All right.
I spit everywhere just there. We are used to the box in the minors. You tap your head. If you're the starting pitcher, you can challenge strike calls. Paul Skenes was doing that in AAA. They don't do it in the majors. You've got the technology available. Why, when gambling is what gambling is, are we leaving anything up to the quote-unquote human element? Matt Capps was talking about it the other day. I like the human element. Capps, you do a great job. We love you. You're a great Pirates closer. Human element. Players can make mistakes. You are going to have mistakes with officials. But you need to limit those mistakes as much as possible because even though these guys are doing it at the highest level, they're not the superhumans, the superheroes that are the athletes on the field.
Yes.
You can't leave things up to, well, it looked like it was over the plate. F that. Well, it looks like we've got the chain out here, and might be an inch. First down. You don't know? Why are we doing it?
I wonder what it looks like, though.
I don't know.
Like, what the system is. Is it going to be like a line that's, like, highlighted? Like, this is what I thought about whenever I was in high school. I'm like, why don't they have, like, a beam, like a line, like a laser?
Yeah.
Just connects to the other side of the field. Like, and you obviously, it's just like a light.
Yeah. Like, if you got a security system at home.
Right.
That kind of deal.
Right.
Like, we used to have it all the time where my cats would trip it, right? And you're thinking, oh, man, I'm going to get murdered in my sleep. No, it's just the cat licking itself.
Right.
A cat's going down and
burp, burp. I mean, that's been around for years, since the 90s. Like,
yes.
You know, in the 80s. Like, why can't that just be in the NFL?
It was good enough for Mission Impossible. You get those laser lines.
Right.
You could do it in the NFL. You've got the money to be able to spend on something like that. And we've seen it cost teams. Like the famous one that I just saw on Twitter. Remember Jadeveon Clowney hit in the bowl game?
Michigan.
Yeah, against Michigan.
No, against Michigan.
Yeah, it was against Michigan. That play never should have happened. They signaled a first down. The ball was like 8 inches short. And the chain gang comes out. And it showed, when the camera gets up close, they're short. It's not close. And the refs say, that first down. The Michigan sideline is happy. The South Carolina sideline going berserk. Next play, Jadeveon Clowney takes the running back's head off. He takes the football, and the rest is history for that guy. But that play never would have happened if you would have gotten it right. And so, okay, you would have been robbed of that one moment. But just as an example, it happens fairly frequently where they screw these things up. I think it was Gene Steratore who took the index card. What?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Bajillion-dollar industry. You've got your lead official with an index card, putting it up next to literal chain links in like 2014. It's just stupid. And we'll see how it works in the preseason. But if it works out in the preseason, they're not going to wait around until next year.
No, they're going to put it in.
Yeah, it's going to be adopted for 2024. And, hey, baseball, let's get on this thing here. You know, hockey, they got problems like goaltender interference, but at least they figured out the offside thing. It's time to get with the century here, with the times.
Hey, everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.